Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 3 minutes past eight. Good morning to you. It is SENSA. We are live in studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. We were just having a chat during the news, Bix, about the quality of Ned McHenry, how good it was speaking to one of our mates, Pocket Change Mobile Phone Plans with Mates. If you missed it, you can have a listen to the podcast, and we podcast every show, and we do a bit of a chat at the start of every podcast where we just get to know one another on a deeper level. We ask questions about our lives and just learn about things. So it's what you hear on 1629 or in the app and heaps more. I like doing the podcast with you.
Yeah, the podcast is fun. Like I say, particularly,
it's a bit looser.
Particularly the preamble at the start. Just a question on, you mentioned about Ben Keys and Jamie Tart from Ted Lasso. Is he the sort of the striker, the good looking guy?
He is. Who
just
ended
for those
up,
who mightn't watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, so his hair in season three, and we're talking about Ted Lasso because it's the season finale today and it could be the end of Ted Lasso. And he's the guy that started off at AFC Richmond. He ended up going to Man City and then quit that to go on a reality dating show and then made his way back to AFC Richmond where Ted Lasso is the coach. And he's got the slick hair, which is very Ben Keys, good-looking guy, and has all the attributes. Because he wears a T-shirt, you can't see if he's got the oily muscles like Ben Keys does, but Ben Keys is pretty happy with the way he looks.
Yeah, he should be. And whilst we're talking finales, the Summit finale is going to go to air this Sunday.
Yeah, what's that show again? Because I saw you getting angry watching
about,
the TV yesterday.
Yeah, climbing mountains. There's a whole heap of just people that applied and they try to climb to the summit of a mountain in New Zealand over 14 days. It's about 200 kilometres and 8,000 feet high. And as they get higher and higher up, they sort of vote people out because they're slowing them down or for whatever reason. And Alex Silvani, ex-Fremantle player, AFL player, was on there and he was sensational. Like his team first approach, the people who were struggling, he was sort of going down and helping them and dragging them back up to the front of the pack. He got voted out last night. I was so angry.
If
he deserved to be there, Alex. So I'm feeling your pain, mate, if you're listening.
If we did our own South Australian version of the summit and we did Mount Lofty and it was you, myself and our producer, Jason Regan, who would you vote off and why?
Well, no, that's unfair.
It's not unfair.
Yes, it is.
No, I think it's important. We talk about banter. We talk about teamwork. I'd probably vote you off if it was picking between Jason and yourself just because of your lack of banter or your attention just vanishes. So while we're climbing up the peak of Mount Lofty, you'd be like, oh, there's a bird, and then we'd fall off.
But depends what's the aim. Is the aim to get there as fast as possible? Is the aim to get everyone across the line? Like, I need to know a little bit more, a little bit more detail now. Because Jason, I had to walk across the bridge the other day. Where were we walking, Jace? We were walking somewhere. No, in the car park.
Yeah, from the car park, yeah.
And a bit like you said, Jason pulled a calf. And
he did
I,
both calves, yeah.
So he was going quite slow and I got quite bored and I was with my family. So I went ahead. And so I'm just wondering whether how I'd go if Jason's calf hadn't healed. I think I might have to leave him behind. You and I would just march to the top.
Yeah, but I would, I don't know, I think we'd have an argument.
Okay, well, maybe we should do it. Maybe you and I should do
it. We'll do Mount Lofty together.
Mm.
Okay, Lycra, we'll get full skins on and stuff.
Yeah, but I'll have to take some earplugs, perhaps.
Okay.
Well, folks, today's your lucky day.
This individual wants to buy you today.
They know something. I can feel it.
Let's get in on it.
Step back in there at once and sell, sell.
Thank you very much to Ray White, Rachel Laurie. Ray White North Adelaide, real estate is a team sport. We had the budget truck thing that you stuffed up before. And
sorry.
The answer was Kyle Chalmers. We can tell you that we're going to be speaking to the Reptile King, Kyle Chalmers, tomorrow on the show as part of our Mindset series. Thank you very much to Ray White North Adelaide, which is going to be awesome to talk to him about his preparation for another games coming up in 12 months' time and what he's been up to, any aspirations to play footy, because there's always that pressure on what he will do, and he's still young enough to potentially have a crack at playing footy. So it'd be great to talk to the Lizard King there. Okay, let's do buy, rent, and sell. I'll list off some things, and you need to let us know, Mark Bickley, if you're going to buy them, if you're going to hold on them and just rent them or sell them. Let's start off with the AFL Appeals Board.
I'm going to buy that. Because I think this is exactly how it should work. The Michael Christian, the match review officer, he has his opinion of what he thinks is a suspension. He hands down a decision. And then if you're not happy with it, you go to the appeals at the tribunal. And what happens then? You get your case heard. And they were able to present a case in Rory Laird's case that it wasn't about his momentum, it was more about Lachie Neale's momentum. He didn't pin his arm. You go into all the details, and if you present a good enough case, then you get off. And that's what happened last night. And hopefully what Michael Christian does, he takes notice of what is happening at the appeals tribunal, and he then adjusts his weekly reports based on what happens when it goes to the tribunal.
Journalists being held accountable for getting things wrong.
Yeah, that's a buy. Absolutely.
Need very very unique day yesterday as we were speaking with Sam Enwin at 8 o'clock and he spoke about Footy Classified where Caroline Wilson alleged that Paddy Cripps and Sam Doherty stayed at a different hotel than the rest of the team. And then Paddy Cripps came out yesterday pretty aggressively on social media, as well as his mum and other players were commenting and liking the post. And then Footy Classified put out a statement on their social media saying that they got it wrong. But what was really interesting is they distanced themselves from Caro because they said the Age journalist Caroline Wilson and not Channel 9's Caroline Wilson. So
she did. I read somewhere that she rang him personally to apologise. So I like that. But I'd also like if the next time she's on the show to actually say, I got it wrong.
Well, I think so, because these shows and the media are designed to hold players accountable for when they make mistakes. And I think it's important that AFL journalists and us within the media are held accountable too. Mm.
And just as I read a text, why does Bick struggle when admitting when you're wrong? You are just wrong. Admit it and accept it. Move on.
Yeah. And I liked that. I also...
So I'm happy to put my hand up.
You know what I like? I liked when I read that out the first time about half an hour ago.
No, I'm just, as we were talking about it, it just came into my vision. I heard you read it out.
Buy, rent, sell. Gold Coast playing finals.
That's a rent. I actually like Gold Coast and what they're doing, and I actually think it's going to be a huge challenge for Adelaide going up to Darwin this week. Gold Coast have been up there for a week and have acclimatised, so... They get another win. They're on, you know, they'll be an equal eighth spot, I suspect. So I'm just not sure who's going to come out. And I think that there might be others that'll push up as well. Geelong, I think, will find their mojo as well and push up.
Essendon have a very easy draw.
Yeah, we heard that yesterday. So it's just a rent. It's a possibility, but it's not a given.
Mark Bickley to replace David Koch on Sunrise.
That's a sell.
Okay. Adelaide Oval selling out tonight.
I hope it's a buy. I'm going to say rent, though, because I think at the 11th hour, there might be some ticket giveaways, I would think.
Well, let's do one of them now. If you want to go to Ampol State of Origin, call us 1-300-736-736. We'll give you a double pass. Stages in the AFL being fined.
I don't think that's the answer. Fines, I don't think, are the answer. I think what has to happen is it has to come from within. I think the AFL Players Association should get involved. I think some of the senior players, whether it's Patrick Dangerfield as the president, amongst others, should come out and speak against it and speak to the players first. You don't have to do it publicly, but I think privately it'd be a good thing to do.
Zach Butters winning the Brownlow.
Well, why not? It seemed like a pie in the sky a little while ago, but he just continues to rack up the votes. He's leading the Coaches Association medal at the moment, so I'm happy to go buy on that one.
North Adelaide's Noah Castellini going mid-season draft.
That's a buy. I think he might even stay in Adelaide.
couple of other players as well that Adam sent through a text in regards to that. Connor Ballenden from the Eagles, Ryan Coulthard from Glenelg, Marty Frederick, who's already had AFL experience before, Cody Zust, and I love Tom Lewis from Sturt. He's had an outstanding season and was brilliant in the state game as well. So we will keep you up to date with that tomorrow morning after the mid-season draft happens. All right, two more. Days off waiting for an opponent, being advantage, a la the Denver Nuggets waiting for the Miami Heat. So they've had an extended period of time waiting for their opponent. Would you rather the rest or would you rather play? What I'm saying is buy, rent and sell the rest.
Buy, rent and sell the rest. It's a rent.
Okay.
Because history writes, depending on what happens, we will then say if the Nuggets win, we'll say the rest was fantastic. If they lose, we'll say the rest was a disaster for them.
The last one, ice cream every night of the week.
That's a buy. If there was a stronger word than buy, it'd be a double buy or a triple buy.
You've just triple buyed it.
Absolutely.
You just gave it a triple buy, everyone.
I love ice cream.
Yes,
and
you do.
I eat it regularly.
Ray White North Adelaide supporting local charities and sports clubs because real estate's a team sport. It looks like Matt has taken away the State of Origin tickets as well. So congratulations.